The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
We give God praise. Can we pray? Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for mercy. We are here before you. We thank you, Father, for yesterday. We thank you for Come Feast 2026. Thank you for your servant, our Father, Reverend Busui, and your handmaiden, Reverend Bimpe Olabode. Thank you for using them mightily. Thank you for using them to help us. We give you praise, Lord. We are before you. We are under you, under your servant. We pray grace will flow to us. Say it loud, amen. I say grace will flow to us. In the name of Jesus. Let the same stream that will flow down in Ondo flow here. In the name of Jesus. Let every heart be blessed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Knowledge is power. So when you know, there's a way it makes you powerful. When you know. You must know that you are not just a soul. And you are not just a mass of flesh. You are first a spirit. Say, I'm first a spirit. So, and that spirit is always on fire. I didn't know that. Your spirit is always on fire. Always on fire. Always. That's why once you connect to that spirit, energy will sweep through your entire body. Energy. Why? Because the energy in that spirit. Say amen. I didn't know that your spirit is raised with Christ. Is seated with Christ. So there is energy. So seated in Christ, waiting for your soul to journey there. Say amen. So energy to righteousness is in that spirit. And that's why at times when you want to take a righteous step and it looks like you have a restriction, once you plug to that your spirit, energy will come. So you can do it to your heart. Energy to do righteousness. And that's why we can journey to the holiest. Without your spirit, you can't. That's why even the high priest that was chosen, I didn't know it was by grace. Aaron was chosen by election. By grace. You understand? And what gave Aaron that right? You understand, sinner? What gave the Levite? I don't even want to say Aaron. The Levite. You remember Phinehas, who took a javelin and pierced that elders of Israel who was sleeping with the Moabite what? Woman. Before the tabernacle. You understand? I think, is it before the tabernacle or in front of his tent? I think in front of his tent. Imagine an elder in Israel was sleeping with a war. You understand? With the Moabite woman before his tent. Bible says, and plague broke out in the camp. Then Phinehas took a javelin and pierced them. Then stayed God's hand. Then God said, I gave Phinehas covenant of peace. He was a Levite. Say amen. Even with all of that, they can't still enter. So one from the Levite was what? Was chosen to enter once in a year. I'm talking about even with that too. Say amen. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand with so much passion and zeal. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through. The man of Israel and the woman threw her belly. So the plague was stayed. Kai. He killed, right? God of Israel, what a terrible God. From the children of Israel, verse 9. And those that died in the plague were 20,000 and 4,000. So even he has not stayed. The whole of all Israel will have been wiped out. Why? Because the plague has already broke out. It's just like when the virus broke out. Outbreak of virus. We call it what? What's it called? Pandemic, Abby. Say amen. Then many people started die. Say amen. Verse 10. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake. Say zealous. Zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Guy, he was zealous. Because you can't pierce through two people at the same time if you are not zealous. Wherefore, say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace. Verse 13. And he shall have it and his seed after him. Even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Do you see that now? Because he was zealous for his God. There's a place you can't attain in God if you are not born. And made an atonement for the children of Israel. A man by zeal won something. You know, this man won something. He won an everlasting priesthood. Just by zeal, by passion. By passion. A man who is not passionate can't go far with God. It's impossible. You can't. You understand what I'm saying? Hey. There's a time you can be a bit cold. You don't understand, sinner? There's a time you are cold. But you should not be cold forever. You don't understand, sinner? Say, I should not be cold forever. If you want to be cold forever, Jesus will not hold you cold forever. He will let you go. That's why, don't. If you are lukewarm, he said, I will spit you out of my mouth. Do you understand? There's a limit to which Jesus can hold a lukewarm person. He will just leave you alone. You are not ready. He always wants you hot. Say hot. Always want you hot. Say amen. Say passion. There's a level you can't get to in God if you are not passionate. You must be bonny. Do you understand? Say you must be bonny. You must be bonny. You can't be cold. Do you understand, sir? You must be bonny. So Revelation 3 verse 16. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spit thee out of my mouth. Because you are neither cold nor hot. So, I don't really know where you belong. Do you understand, sinner? If you want to be cold, be cold. Then he will drop you one side. Do you understand? If you want to be hot, so that I can use you. But you are neither cold nor, you understand, sinner? I don't know where to place you. I will push you away. Say, amen. So, a soul can be like that. Why am I saying this? I'm just saying that if truly you are born again, there's a fire in your inside. Do you get it now? Let me describe something. You know the earth. I'm talking about the earth, the spherical shape of the earth. Do you know there is the... Do you know earth has three layers? I think you know that. Where we are standing now, there's another layer inside. Do you understand? So, there is the inner core, which is the nuclear of the earth. That place is hotter than fire. Do you understand? That place is more hot than fire itself. Nobody can. That's why when you say there is, you know, at times there used to be, do you know what is called molten magma? Those who study geography, molten. So what used to, for instance, mountains were formed from molten magma. You understand? What is called molten is when rock melts. You understand? Or liquid rock is called molten. That thing is fire. It flows like water. Do you understand? So it can solidify. In fact, the scientific, the discovery or research shows that mountains were formed from that. That there was a time, there was an eruption, then molten was erupted from the what? From the nucleus of the earth and came up. You understand? So then, when a breeze blew on them, they became solidified. They formed mountain. And if we look at it critically, it may be true. You understand? But that may be millions of years away. Do you get it now? But there's what is called molten, which is real. You understand, sir? Because it's what they've seen in some part of the earth. So there will just be an eruption. You just, is what they call, I don't know, I've forgotten the name for that thing. So, liquid, it didn't look like flow of water, but it's not water. They call it volcano, right? Yes. Volcano. It is an eruption. It just is hotter than fire. That thing. So I'm just trying to say that, you know, you are standing on the earth like this now. Everywhere, look cool. Inside the earth, there's a fire inside. You understand? And I'm telling you, those who manufacture rockets, they got inside from that idea. And that's why you see that rocket can't move up without fire burning. No. Say amen. So I'll tell you that what push something, even car engine, if you check inside that engine, what is burning there, sir? Fire. Real fire is burning inside car engine. Real fire. Ojula zan loro pe wan da petrol sinu mato. You don't know that fire is burning somewhere. So it is the fire that is pushing it to go. Without fire, there can't be movement, sir. You understand? Actually, what ensure movement is fire. Without fire, there can't be movement. Without fire, there's no movement. And that's why up to now, car that is using water, they have not been able to manufacture it. We only have electric fire car. That electric car now, they call it electric, it's not fire. There's no movement without fire. So you can see that earth moves, right? You understand? Earth rotates around what? Particular axis. You can see the earth is moving. To tell you that what make the earth to rotate like that is the fire inside. There's a fire inside the earth that make it to move like that. Imagine a massive ball is rolling like that. A massive ball is moving around the particular orbit. And it's not eating. What a power. So there's a fire inside that hold it. Say amen. There can't be movement without fire. You must know that. The same way in the spirit. There's no movement forward if you are not burning. There's no movement. You'll just be stranded. You will be stranded. What? On a spot. You'll be stranded. Do you understand, sir? Why? You don't have energy. There's no energy. Movement require what? energy. Say it. Movement requires energy. If you don't have energy, there's no movement. And that's why some things are necessary. Say amen. And when you are born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, you start speaking in tongues. It's because you need it for movement. Speaking in tongues is not just to show. It is for journey. It's not for show. People use it to brag. You understand, sir? It's for movement in the spirit. You understand, sir? It's for journey. It's not for show. If you have 10 tongues, it is to make you fly. You understand? It is to make you take a flight in the spirit. If you can speak tongues of men and angels, you understand? You must be able to run like angel. Happy. If then you can speak tongue of angel, you must be able to run like angel. You understand, sir? Because an angel can dash to this place within the seconds. Imagine an angel dash to the earth from heaven to earth within a minute. Their speed is more than speed of light. Angel speed is more than speed of light. Say amen. So tongues is for to move. It's not to show. It's not to be disturbing people. It's to move. If you are speaking in tongue, you can speak tongue of angel, tongue of man. Yet you are still keeping Mali. Something is wrong with you. That your tongue. You understand? You are not using the tongue for the reason. You understand? There's a reason why the tongue is given. So it means that you are abusing the tongue. What you are doing? You are abusing God's gift. You are not using it to serve its purpose. You are not using it. You are just using it. So people even use tongue to toast gay. Say amen. So people will go and learn tongues so that sister can be falling for them. You don't know. In schools, in school fellowship, in all school fellowship, there's a way you can be intimidating people with your gift. You understand, sinner? And because of that, those ladies are very naive. You understand? Before you know, sisters will be coming to your hostel to cook because you are gifted. And some naughty brothers, they take advantage of that. Do you understand, sir? They take advantage of that. They mess up with girls. Say amen. The reason for tongue is not to do that. You understand? It's to move. And if you are moving, we will know. Do you understand, sir? If you are journeying, we are going to know. If you are journeying, you won't be expecting people to serve you. You rather serve people. Do you understand, sir? Because movement in the spirit is not the way you see it on the earth. So the higher you go, the more you become a servant. Do you understand, sir? Uh-huh. So it's the reason why the one who is really journeying gone, people don't quickly celebrate them. They don't quickly. The guy who says he's not gifted. Say amen. So what is the need for fire? It's for what? It's for movement. So fire is for movement. And that's why if your dead spirit is quaking, it's because God wants you to really journey. You understand, sir? It's so that you can really journey. That's why that your dead spirit is quaking. As and that your spirit, that new spirit, is loaded with so much energy. So much energy. Push you forward. Say amen. And that's why nobody should stay without speaking in tongues. Don't be a Christian who cannot speak in tongues. It's not good for you. Say it's not good for me. Tap somebody. Say it's not good for you. It's not good for you. And I'm a believer in that. I love God. Just that I don't just like to speak in tongues. Your journey will be limited. You understand, sir? It's not good for you. So if God say you need something, and you say you don't need it. Are you wiser than God? You understand, sir? Is it that you are wiser than God? So if God says this thing, you need it. And you don't say, me, I don't need it too. Is it that you are wiser than God? The same God you want to journey to, give you what you need to make the journey. You say you don't need it. Are you saying you are wiser than God? I didn't know that the disciple, the 120 at the upper room, I didn't know they were not expecting tongue. I didn't know they were not expecting tongue. They were not expecting tongues. Well, he's in the prophet. But it's not that. In fact, they have read it. They didn't even know the way it will happen. Yeah. They didn't know. They have never seen it before. Say amen. That's why when the tongue came on them, they were speaking like a drunken man. People listened to them. They said, these people, they have been drunken with new wine. They didn't know the way. You know, if you knew the way it will come, there's a way you can form. I'll never be speaking like drunken people. I'll never do it. It is why some people never speak in tongue up to today. Because they have seen people speaking in tongue and they see the way this thing is not packaged. Ah, it's not packaged. Me, I can never do things like this. I'll not be speaking what I don't understand. Me, I can never know. No, let me just do a gentle boy. You understand? Say amen. Amen. You can't do a gentle boy and enter kingdom. You won't enter kingdom. With all your gentility, you are going to die. You understand? Say amen. Adam, you need to be a rascal now to enter kingdom. As my spirit come on you, knock out of your senses. You understand? Boycott your senses. To do something you can never think. Say, I need fire. You need fire. If you don't have fire, your movement, you won't journey far. Say amen. Amen. So if I say speak in tongue, don't be managing the tongue. Do you understand? Say that. Speak it. Don't manage it. Say amen. As I don't manage it, see, I will not manage it. Okay, can we do it for 5 minutes again? You can do it for 5 minutes, right? All right, stand up. Let's do it for 5 minutes. Pray in the spirit. Kasuma leprekate maje zelega zaprekate mazuma zegale gapregade kashima exuma zepreale kaskepaale majade kase kato kapaale zopreka sopale gaprekate kasima kaskapa. You need it for the journey. That's why it's necessary. You need it for movement. Kashe zokaale kase. Maso makale kaskopa jeprekate. You have 5 minutes. Pray in the spirit. Zomalesh, zomalesh, zomale. Lighting fire within me. The fire is already there. Plug to your spirit. I said, plug to your spirit. Plug to your spirit. Gazoma sepaale. Plug to your spirit. Let the fire erupt. Let there be an eruption. Eruption. Eruption, 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 eruption. Gazegale, gadegale, gadegale. Let there be an eruption. An eruption, an eruption. An eruption, an eruption. Mazopali. Gaze, 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 gaze. Mashade, gazobale, kase. You have 4 minutes. Pray, mazopali. Kazumali, kasuba. Magale, gazoma, gadegale. Ashadegale, Gabrigale, Gabrigale, Gasogale, Gabrigale, Ixomale. Let there be an eruption, an eruption, an eruption, an eruption. Come from your spirit. Come from your spirit. Come from your spirit. Maze, ze, 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 makate, kate, kate. Le brigade, ga brigade, galish. A brigade, ga brigade, ga brigalis. Close your eyes and pray it. Open your mouth and pray it. Open your mouth and pray it. Kate, kate, kapa. Open your mouth and pray it. Ajelega. Le brigadigalis. Le brigadiga brigadis. Elega brigadis. Mashade kaskapa. Aguasage. Aguasagala. 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 Maganegali. Ashanagaliga brigadigalis. Pray it. Kasika papa. Mashada gabalia sobrigate kapali. Sobregas kapali kaskapa. Mabregas kapalias. Alias sobregas kapalias. Asha, 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 Skapa, Zabregati Gabregali. Let the fire come out. Fall into flame, Katupa, Mabregali Gabregali, Gashima. Let there be an eruption. Let there be a volcano, 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 Mazopa Paliga, Kasuma, eruption, eruption from your spirit. Zeligas, Kaseka Papaligas. Zogalega brigalegalia sepreari. Let there be an eruption. Let there be an eruption from your spirit. Kaka kaka kapapa. Lekatuka papa katakapa. Leprekatuka papa lika brigata. Receive the fire. Shakate kapaliga. Let there be an eruption. Let there, you have 2 minutes. Mazale, agale, agale, egodela, zupale, gagwazele, kashele, magoze malela, kaskopalela, agush, ekate, eprekate, ekotekate, eprekatekate, egodegalega pregale, elwasha pregate kapaligale, agwazema sapapale. Let there be an eruption, masekatekate. Galegalia supriale. Magale, 1 minute. Jalesh, 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 Jalesh. Kate, 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 kate. Goze galegalias, agalegalias, agalegalias, agalegalias. Masugale gabre gale gabre gale gabre gale. Pate, erupts, erupts. Arabs from within you, makate kate kate kate, kaskopalish. Arabs masupali, malegabalias. Let the fire burn, kate. Let the fire burn. Zogale Gabriele, kas 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 kate kapapa. Magale Gabriele galias, agale Gabriele galias. Kaskapalida Kasupa Azuma Supali Makapali Gabrikas Kopalias Supriad Makapali Gabrikas Kopalias Gadugalis Kasubali Gabrigali Agus Akate Kate Ebrekato Kapali Gabrikate Makwasa Prekate. Let the fire burn Kate Prekate Saprekate. Kaskapa Zopregato Capriade Mas Masoprecate Kaskapali Leco Capriade Zopregate Capregale Leco Capregate. Let the fire burn, 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 burn. Shakapa Soprecate. We give a praise, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Aprika tomali, akwasa prika tikale, askapa, ale shaka ade, zoprika te. We give a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Sit down. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Jesus. You can see his eyes. His eyes. His actually eyes. So, a lot of us, we are going to see differently. We'll see better. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. His scale has fallen off. Amen. Right? You believe that, right? His scale has fallen off. So you'll see better. So to do righteousness will be more easy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We give a praise now. Thank you, Father. Can we read John 13? John 13. Our brotherhood, that's The team of Comfist. So the cloud is still over us. We just push a bit into that, then we leave. John 30, 34. Can you read with me, everybody? I give you a new commandment. Love what? One another. Just I have loved you as I have loved you. You must also what? Love one another. 35. By this what? Shall all men know that ye are my disciples. If you what? Have love one to another. Say amen. Amen. So, love one another. Not as yourself now. As I have loved you. You understand? That's why it's a new commandment I give to you. It's a new commandment. You understand? You know, he was talking to the Jews. They had, you know, the Jew, they what? They have commandment. Abi, there's a commandment of what? Tooth for tooth, eyes for eyes. Then somebody came and asked Jesus, which one is the greatest in the law? Then Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with everything in you. Then the other one is also like it. You will love your neighbor as yourself. Then the man now asked him, who is my neighbor? Then Jesus gave the parable of the Samaritan. Do you understand? You know, they were looking for every means to trap him. He said, who is my neighbor? Then Jesus gave the parable of the Samaritan. Your neighbor is not just somebody living close to you. You understand? Say amen. So there's a commandment of love your neighbor as yourself. Say amen. But a new commandment I give unto you. Now this new commandment is higher than the old commandment. You understand? Sir? Because the old commandment, you love your neighbor as yourself. You understand? But this new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. As I have loved you. Not as yourself. Because there are times you may not even love yourself. You understand, sir? Because there are people who can tear their clothes. You understand, sir? So if somebody tears his clothes, what do you think he will do to his neighbor's clothes? He will burn it. I mean, since he has already torn his own clothes, so he can burn his. And I'm telling you, by that law, it's justified. Abi. So it means that do to people what you can do to yourself. So if I have tear my clothes, if I tear your clothes, I have not seen. Say amen. That's why there are many loopholes in that law. There are many places to hide. It's just like Nigerian constitution. Say amen. Nigerian constitution, there are many loopholes. That people can hide in a young constitution. You know, when you go to chamber, you will see symbol or the symbol of the law, right? You can see that young girl, is it young girl? Is it young girl or woman? You can see that they tie her eyes. Just to say that Lord does not know anybody. Just that in Nigeria, you see that one of the eyes has opened up. One of the eyes of that law has opened up. So the law is seeing some people. Just that it may not be you. So people know how to make the law see them. They know where to stay. So there are many loopholes in the constitution where people can hide. Say amen. And that's why people can steal billion and get away with it in Nigeria. Because of many loopholes. Say amen. Now, love your neighbor as yourself. So there's a loophole there. So there are things you can do to your neighbor. By that law, you are justified. Because it's as yourself. But a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. So the standard has been lifted high. It's not as yourself. So should, in case you didn't love yourself, so you are not meant to love your, what? To love one another as yourself. Now, you love one another as I loved you. Do you understand? So it makes that, if you want to look at how to love, you look at who? You look at Jesus. So Jesus is your standard of how to love. You look at Jesus. So if our Lord, I don't know how to love, look at me. You understand, sinner? You look at Jesus. You see how you should love in Jesus. Why you love as he loved. Say amen. Can you say amen? This is one of the, I'm telling you, even when you say Christ, say Christ. Say Christ. This is Christ. You know, this didn't look like one commandment, right? Abby. You know, this didn't look like one commandment. But you see inside this thing, this thing is an ocean. It's not just a commandment. Say amen. It's an ocean. You see, in this thing, you can write 1 million commandments from this thing, from this statement. Say amen. Can you say amen? Because as I have loved you, you know that thing is ambiguous, right? As I have loved you. So it makes that. So as he loved you, it's already a course of study, right? You need to go and study how he loved you. And I'm telling you, there's a way Jesus loved you that you don't even know. I didn't know that. There's a way he loves you that you can't understand now. So it's the reason why, if you are going to love your brethren, say amen. You can't love your brethren if you don't keep learning Jesus. You can't. You understand? So to love your brethren, it means that you must be learning to know how to love. Say amen. The more you know him, the more you love. The more you know Jesus, the more you love. Why? Because the standard of how to love is as he loves you. So, the more you learn Jesus, the more you see how he loves you. If you don't learn Jesus, you can't know how he loves you. And if you don't know how he loves you, you can't love people. Say amen. So, because the standard is how he loves it. Is how he loves. Is how he loves people. That's the standard. Can you say amen? So ye love one another. Do you see that now? Say amen. Say love one another. Say love one another. Love one another. Do you understand, sinner? That's what is called brotherhood. Hood of brother. Do you understand? Hood of brothers. Do you understand? It's just like saying relationship. Do you understand, sinner? You come into hood. Say amen. So that wood is the love. Say love. So the wood is as Jesus' love. That's what binds brothers together. In truth. Say amen. No, 2 John chapter 1 verse 1. 2 John. Give me verse 1 quickly. Verse 1. Read, everybody. Can you read? The elder unto what? The elect lady and her children. Whom I what? I love in the truth. The verse 1. Whom I love in the truth. And not I only, but also what? All they that have known the truth. So, now what is the hood that binds the brothers together? It's the truth. Say amen. Say amen. I love in the truth. The love among brothers in church is not the love they will understand. Do you understand? That love is as Jesus' love. So, and the way Jesus love is what is called the truth. Say the truth. So, the truth. is the way Jesus loves. So, it's the truth that generates the love. Look at what I'm trying to say. So, what generates the love? It's the truth. So, the more we learn Jesus, the more we love one another. The more we learn Jesus, the more we love. And that's why brotherhood in church is a different level. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a brotherhood you can come into now. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a brotherhood you are now. Do you understand? There's a brotherhood you will come into later. Say amen. You get what I'm trying to say now? So, there's a brotherhood you will come into later. There's a brotherhood you will come into at the end of your journey. There's a brotherhood you are now. Say amen. So people just came into church, newborn believer. Say amen. They come into brotherhood, right? So we are not all in the same brotherhood. Brotherhood is a different level. You understand? You can't say, it's just like somebody say, even Jesus is my brother. You know, he's not your brother. Say amen. You know, at times there are some things we say in ignorance. You understand? It's just that to say even Jesus is not better than me. It's because you are stupid. You know, some preacher can say that. In fact, the preacher said it openly online. You understand? You know, there are some scripture. That's why I don't use one verse of scripture to want to conclude truth. You will be in extreme. You understand, sinner? You know, there's a scripture in Hebrew that says that he's bringing many sons to glory. Do you understand, sinner? We are of the same. There's a place in Hebrew like that that talked about we are of the same family also. Let me just see. I think Hebrew chapter 4. Go to Hebrew. I just want to show you something. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Hebrew chapter 2. Read Hebrew chapter. Read with me, everybody. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are of one. You understand? For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. He is not ashamed to call them brethren. You understand? For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are of one. Now, the question you should ask is that, who are they who are sanctified? You understand? This they who are sanctified, you may not be in the day. Understand? This day, the journey to the day. The journey to the day. Do you understand, sinner? It's just like the people who were with Jesus on Mount Zion. Do you understand, sinner? Who had the zeal of God on their head. You may not be there. It's a brotherhood. Say amen. Don't just take scripture and claim it to yourself. You may be in error. Do you understand, sir? So because of this scripture, he said, even Jesus, we are brothers. You are not Jesus' brother. Jesus has his own brotherhood, which you may not be there. Say amen. In fact, Jesus' brotherhood is not in your class. Even disciples, they are not in Jesus' brotherhood. I think you know that. That's why, you know, there are many apostles. Jesus is the first class apostle. And nobody is there. The people in that brotherhood is the Father, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus himself. You can't be there. Forget it. You can't do. So, you know, Holy Ghost, Father, and Jesus, they are also in brotherhood. Then the apostle, they are also brother. Right? They also have their hood. You can't be there. It doesn't matter what you do. You can't be one of the apostles of the Lamb. There's nothing you can do. If you like die for the gospel, you can't be there. You understand? If it is by suffering, nobody suffer like Paul, right? Yet Paul can't be there. Say amen. Do you know the reason why Paul can't be there? You know, when Jesus was walking through the street of Jerusalem, you know, Paul was also part of those who were saying crucify him. I think you didn't know. Okay, you didn't think it. My God, he may be part because he was not a small boy that time. Yes, do you think he was a small boy? They called him Saul of Tarsus. Maybe he was not in Jerusalem that time. Maybe he was in Rome. You know, he was born a Roman citizen, but he must have heard that there's a man called Jesus, which he didn't really pay attention to. No, you understand what I'm saying? So people left their net and follow him for 3.5 years. You will now come after he has resurrected and say you want to. You can't. Because those people too, they pay some sacrifice which you cannot pay at that time. Say amen. Thank God I was not born when Jesus was on it. Maybe I will be part of people with pigs too. You are not thinking. In fact, if I had been born when Jesus was on it. Thank God you are not even born. Even now that Jesus was not on it. Are you not even stoning your pastor? Jesus is not on it. By what you say. So if you had seen Jesus and you now saw him performing miracle on the Sabbath. What kind of on Sabbath? Maybe you will be more zealous than the Pharisees have. What kind of, you know your passion for God. Who is this man? Defiling this temple. You can see the energy with which Paul was killing Christians. With so much zeal to fight for God. But in ignorance. Paul said when he realized, I did all this thing in ignorance. I didn't know actually. You know, it was like a scale fall off from his eyes. On the way to Damascus. When he met that light. And the light knocked him down. His eyes opened and discovered that. That's why he said that if Jesus Christ came to save the sinner, of whom I'm chief. Chief. So meaning that nobody can be a sinner like me. Nobody. So meaning that if Jesus can save me, there's nobody Jesus cannot save. Because among sinner, I am the chief. Chief among sinners. Say amen. So don't take this scripture and claim it though. Don't say, in fact, even me and Jesus, we are brother. You and Jesus, you are not brothers. So. Say amen. Amen. Jesus is your Lord. Say amen. God, the thing is that even in your revelation, still create space for God. Do you understand, sinner? Don't say, in fact, when I get to heaven, I'll just sit with Jesus. Me and Jesus will be gisting. You are deceiving yourself. Say amen. Say amen. And you are deceiving yourself. Say amen. You will sit on thrones. Just that your throne can't be like Jesus' throne. I think you know that. You're not the one who died for humanity, sir. I mean, you're in your blood is shed. So if you sit on throne, you must, in your heart, you must still create regard. You understand, sir? You must always create regard. It doesn't matter how you have journeyed. Regard. You understand? And that's why it doesn't matter what you know. You can't be thinking you know more than your pastor. You understand, sinner? You are already thinking beyond boundary. You understand? So, and you are prone to death. You understand? That's why it doesn't, in your journey, it doesn't matter how you run. You must still create gap for some people. You understand, sinner? If you lay hand on, let's say you understand. You know, remember, you has never raised the dead before. You now see one dead man, you pray, and the dead rose up. That should not still make you think you know better. You get what I'm saying? Yes, because it's what moves people into all manner of things. That's why some people break church. You understand? So people will pack member and break the flock. Say amen. Can you say amen? Jesus is not your brother. You understand? Jesus is your brother. But he's not your brother. You are not in the same hood. Do you get it now? But you have your brothers. You have people you are in the same hood. Say amen. And you can change hood. Do you understand, sinner? That's why the more you make progress, you change levels in the spirit. Your brethren change. Say amen. Do you get it now? Yes, he's just like an angel, like John and the angel. Say, I am of thy brethren. Understand? So it means that John and that angel, they are in the same hood, right? Yes, They understand each other. Say amen. So it means that you can have a brother who is also an angel. You understand what I'm saying? And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren. Thy brethren. The brethren of John. He was talking about the brethren of John at that time. And John knew those who are his brethren. You understand? And that's why John will write to the elder Gaius. You are not there. You understand what I'm saying? He was talking about these brethren, John's brethren. And he knows them. Say amen. I know you will be talking to people like Peter. They are John's brethren. You understand what I'm saying now? So, I am of thy brethren. So, those who are in your ranking, I'm also one of you there. You understand? He's not talking about every church member. Say amen. So, there are brethren at different level of growth. You understand what I'm saying? Until you get to the last cadre. So, and each of the level, you understand, each of the hood is also a cloud. You understand? It's a cloud or is a mountain. And that is why Isaiah chapter 2. You see Isaiah chapter 2. At the last day, the mountain of the Lord's temple shall be on the top of the mountains. Say amen. Can you read everybody? And it shall come to pass in the last day that the mountain of the Lord's house. You see, the mountain of the Lord's house. It means that the house is on the mountain, right? Shall be established in the top of the mountains. You see that? Many, many mountains. Each of the mountains is a wood. You understand? So, is a brotherhood. Say amen. So, now to reach the last mountain, you can say that the mountain that carried the house is on the mountains. So, a mountain on mountains. So, to reach that last mountain, you must have climbed many clefts of woods. You understand? Then you reach the last mountain. Now, when you even reach the last mountain, that does not mean you have entered the house. There's a house on the mountain. Say amen. But if you can reach the last mountain, there's a hope that you can enter the house. Look at what I'm trying to say. So that last mountain is also a brotherhood. Say amen. Wow, Christianity. Can you say amen? So, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 1. Quickly. Hebrews 13 verse 1. Read everybody. Can you read? Let what? Brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. So brotherly love must continue. You understand? Now brotherly love now. You understand? You must keep loving your brothers. You understand, son? Loving your brothers. You know who are your brothers now? Brothers at your level. You understand, son? Then brothers who are above you, you love them with regard. Say amen. Do you get it now? It's not even in this church. We are all brothers. We are all brothers. You know that mindset. We are all brothers. Even with the pastor, we are brothers. No, you are not all brothers. You understand? You are all brothers at different cadres of brotherhood. You understand? And as well, let brotherly love continue. You love people in your hood. Love people above your hood with a regard. To get it now. You don't, because you are trying to show love and be out of respect. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You know, for instance, just like husband and wife. You know, you and your wife, you are husband and wife, right? You understand what I'm saying? Even the fact that you are husband and wife, you know, at times you can be play. Even as a wife, you must have enough sense to know some jokes you should not crack with your husband. You understand what I'm saying? Shebi, we are husband and wife. No. There's a class. You understand what I'm saying? Say amen. In fact, we are husband and wife. We can play anyhow. No, you can't play anyhow. You understand? You can't play anyhow. You are playing with a sense of regard in your heart. You understand what I'm saying? My husband. They say you play with a sense of regard. regard that this person is above me. Do you understand, sinner? You don't lose sense of respect in trying to play. Do you get it now? You will be foul in the spirit. Say amen. Say regard. Is a high value in the spirit, if you don't know. Can you say amen? Amen. Do you get it now? Do you understand? Do you understand? So that's why we learn Christ to know how to really show love. Do you understand, sir? To know how to show love. For instance, see Jesus and the Father. You understand? You know the word, the and God. You know they are one. I didn't know they are one. But when Jesus was on earth, he was still giving regard. Say amen. As the Father commanded me, I do. Actually, it's the one commanding. You are not getting what I'm saying. That's why somebody's on. People say, in fact, show me anywhere in the Bible Jesus says God. You don't understand. You can never understand. Why? It is a taste of the Spirit. You should come and prove to me where Jesus said, he will never open his mouth to say it. But if you study his works, you will discover that it's only God that can do this thing. It can't be man.
Yes, sir.
Then you tell me where Jesus said, it's because you are daft. You lack spiritual understanding. You don't know in the spirit, they don't vaunt themselves. You are looking for where Jesus will say, I am God, everybody should be worshiping me today. If he said that, he won't be God anymore. You don't understand. As God ever, you know God now. One day, a voice should just sound from the cloud. I am God, oh! Is that not the way some people are thinking? Since you were born, have you ever heard any voice from the cloud before? Does it mean God is not good? He won't announce himself to you. In fact, if you want to announce, he won't announce loud. He will come to your heart. That's the God of Israel. He doesn't vaunt like you. If you are the God, one day you will show yourself in the sky. I am the God, oh! Because you like vaunting. You know, man, like vaunting. So, some people have not even become governor. They are just counselor. You have escort. Counselor, 13 years court. If that person become governor, what will happen? There's one governor like that in this Osun State. I think in the 90s. Anytime he's going out, they will be beating people. That man was a rascal. Especially anytime you want to pass market, he's a bodyguard. They will first of all beat all the old women on the road. The day he left the office, one day he was now going, passing through that same market. There was so dope. All these market boys, they saw him inside his car. They went and slapped his face inside his car. That time, you are no more governor now. So, old dope can also hold you down. You know, man, life vaunting. But God of Israel will never do that. Jesus was on earth. As the Father commanded me, I do. He's the Father. You know, is the reason why the disciple asked him that, okay, now you want to go now. Show us the Father. You know, have I been so long with you and you have not seen me? So does it mean you don't understand what I'm trying to say? So if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. There's no other Father anywhere. But you won't say I'm the Father. You understand? Imagine a man played three role in one. And you can never know it's the three. Jesus is a mystery being that has ever lived the earth here. You can never, he won't say he's God, yet he's the God. You understand, sir? Can you say amen? That's why he's a son of man. He was take a son of man, I'm a son of man. Yet he's the Father. You understand? He's the God. He's a son of man. That's God of Israel. You can't bottle him to one corner. It's impossible. Can you say amen? You can see regard. You can see regard. Even he said, all the works I'm doing is what I see the Father do it. He won't say, I do what I like. You understand? Sir? You can see honor to the Father. Then I will go to pray the Father to send the Holy Ghost to you. You think Jesus cannot say, Holy Ghost come? Why he was on earth? You see, regard. That's why in the very nature of God, Philippians chapter 2, yet it is not take to himself. You understand, sir? He didn't take equality with God as something to show. He humbled himself. Do you understand, sir? Say amen. Can you read Philippians chapter 2? Who being in the form of God, thought it not what? Robbery to be equal with God. But made what? Himself of no reputation. Reputation. Took upon him the form of a servant. And was made in the likeness of him. And he took the position. And he was okay with it. I didn't know Jesus died. Jesus died. Jesus has died before the foundation of the world. It's not just on the cross. The real death is not cross death. That's why if you think because Jesus died on the cross, even me, I'll go and die on the cross. If you like, nail all your family members to the cross. You don't understand. The real death is not that he died on the cross. The real death is that a God can leave the godhood form to become a man. It's a death. You don't know. And take that position forever. To eternity. You don't know what is called death. Death is change of form. That's what is called death. It's not just that they use nail to nail you. It's change of form. Jesus on the cross is a man complete. He can't turn back to God. He's a man God. You understand? He's a change of form. He's called death. Have you read that there? For God to take man form completely. God is a spirit. God is not a man. Say amen. Amen. And he accepted it like that. How they read that? Can you say amen? Amen? Do you see what I'm trying to say now? You can see that they are in brotherhood. Yet, they keep giving regard. Do you understand, say now? Yes, Jesus did say that to the extent that Jesus did went to Jordan to be baptized of the spirit. Holy Ghost still came on him. Imagine Holy Ghost came on God. God don't need that. But to show that this is how to relate with brothers. Do you understand, sir? Jesus still has said. Why? Because he's the last. And if you look at the Trinity, the Son is the last, right? And he took that form and was humble under the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost came on him. The Father directed him and he obeyed. You see that now? He was not claiming that I'm also God now. Why will you be directing me? No. Do you see that now? Do you see that brotherhood? That's the way it is. We are all brothers in church. But the brotherhood has levels. You understand, sir? The way you will talk to Stephen now, you can't be talking to Reverend like that. Abby, we are brothers. You know, you are brothers now. Shebi, we are brothers. Say amen. This is why some people lack submission. They don't understand. Say, Jebi, we are brothers. We are brothers. No, you are not all brothers here at the same level. You are brothers in different cadres. You understand what I'm saying? So when you see a brother who is above your hood, you show regard. You understand what I'm saying? And you show regard. You love in regard. You understand what I'm saying? Even the brother in your hood, girl, you don't really disrespect. You still show regard. Do you get it now? And that's why there are some joke you should not be cracking. You understand what I'm saying? You know some people, they cannot greet you without beating you. That one is no more play. You understand? Say, man. You shake some people, they will press your hand. You press your hand. Can you say amen? Amen? Let brotherly love do what? Continue. Say continue. And brotherly love has to continue. Alright, let's just read one more, two scripture, then we just leave this place. Okay. See John 15:2, verse 12. This is my commandment that you love one another as what? As I have loved you. John 15. Romans 13:8-10, quickly. Romans 13:8-10. Romans 13:8-10. Can you read everybody? Oh, no, my what? But what? To love one another. For he that loveth another had what? Fulfilled the law. So, you love one another. You whom people love to love them. Do you understand, sinner? You love your brother. Say amen. Can you say amen? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 9. That's the last scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 9. Be fast. Can you read, everybody? As touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you. For ye yourself are what? Are taught of God. To what? To love one another. Ye are taught of God. You understand? It's a vital commandment from Christ. Actually, that is the Christ. Is love for brothers. That's the cry. So, I don't know, charity is love, right? Even God is love, right? All the mystery beings, they are love. All mystery beings are love. And as well, what we learn in church is love. You learn to love people. You understand, sinner? You learn to love. That's what we are learning. That's why you learn charity. What are you learning? You are learning love. You learn to love. So, because if you don't love your brother, you can't love God. You can see your brother, right? So if you can love your brother, so your brother is a training ground for you to love God. So if you can love your brother very well, it will be easy for you to love God. Why? Because you are not seeing God, but you can see God in your brother. So love your brother, then you will be trained to love God. Say amen. So loving your sisters and your brother is a what? It's a training ground for you to love God. Say amen. Amen. You know that if you love your brother, there are some debris that will be pushed out of you. Do you understand, sinner? Some debris. In fact, in loving your brothers, the word can be taken from your hand. Abby? That's why I do. Charge those who are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. They must learn to share. Learn to distribute. If you say you love your brother, don't just love with words alone. Love with action too. That's why if you see your brother in need or your sister in need, and you now close your hands of what? You close your hands against your brother. The love of God is not in you. If you see your brother in need and you can't help, you are expecting, Father, I'm waiting for Holy Ghost to put it in my heart. You don't need Holy Ghost to put it in your heart. Put it in your heart by yourself. Say amen. Amen. You know some people, they are so funny. Man, I'm not led. We know we have all manner of language to do wickedness. It's because I'm not led. God has not told me. Ha ha. Is he your brother? Is your brother? You don't need to be led. Lead yourself. Do you understand, sinner? If you see your brother in need, you don't need special leading. You should have enough sense to know you should meet the needs of your brother. You don't need special leading. You should know that any olunje, let me just give them some food stuff. You don't need special leading. You should just do it. Say amen. It's a learn to distribute. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, not trusting on certain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Verse 18. Quickly, 18. First 18. 18 is not working. That they what? That they do good, that they be rich in good work. Ready to what? Ready to distribute, willing to come. So if you are distributing, you can't save, you can't have amount of money you pile up, right? Since you are distributing, so it will take the word even from your hands. You can easily follow God if you love your brothers. You understand, sinner? You won't be vaunting. You won't be proud. So brotherly love rid you of some things. Do you understand? Especially rid you of what? Of all the love of this world. You burn them out in the midst of your brothers. Say amen. To get enough. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Can you say amen? Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? So you can see we celebrate what? Brotherhood. So this is what it is. So we give to our brother. We lay our life down for them. Say amen. Amen. You made the next of brother. You carry their body. Say amen. Amen. You show respect. You show regards to your brother. You love your brother. I'll pray for you now. You know, this thing is practical, like, right? I didn't know that. If you are in our brotherhood, and that's why church is not like what they do outside there. That's why we carry each other's body. We bear each other's body. You understand? We don't take advantage of each other. We don't rob each other. Why? Because we are of the same wood. Say amen. You can't rob your brother. You understand? And that's why, let him that still steal no more, but let him labor. That he may have to give to those who need it. You can't rob your brother. You can't steal from your brother. You understand, sinner? You can't lie to your brother. That's why there must be openness in the hood. You understand? There must be. Brothers must be straightforward to brothers. That's why we help one another. Nobody take advantage. Say amen. And anyone try to take advantage, we deal with the person. And that's why Paul, you know, in Thessalonians, Paul commanded that those who will not walk should not eat. Why? People were trying to take advantage of the love commandment. So when we wake up in the morning, brush their teeth and come to church. They will be eating on church. Then Paul wrote a letter and told people, all those who are doing that, they should not give them food again. Let them rather die of hunger. You understand, sir? Why? Because they are doing wickedness. It means that you are trying to take advantage. We don't take advantage. The fact that we love does not mean we take advantage. Say amen. You are keeping your money. You enjoy spending other people's money. You are doing wickedness. It's wickedness you are doing. There are people like that. Their cupboard can't go out, but they can spend other people's money. Is wickedness. And if you are like that, you should change. Do you understand, sinner? That's why when you have, let people know you have. When you don't have, people will know you don't have. But some people, when they have, when they don't have, nobody knows. Do you understand? They always say they don't have, which is a lie. Say amen. They call them robbers in church. You know, robbers. Robbers can be in church. People who enjoy taking from people, but they don't give out. They are robbers in church. Can you say amen? Amen. I pray for you that grace will rest upon you. Amen. I said grace will rest upon you. Amen. You will grow. Amen. I said you will grow. Amen. You run faster. Amen. You will grow in brotherhood. Amen. I said you grow in brotherhood. Amen. You grow in love. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I said you grow in love. I say 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 you grow in love. In the name of Jesus, you will love people. I say you will love people. You will love people. I say you love people. You love to lay down your life for people. In the name of Jesus, you will be open. You will be truthful. In the name of Jesus, I say you will be truthful. In the name of Jesus, grace rest upon you. I say grace rest upon you. To stay in this brotherhood and stay where. I say, receive the grace. In the name of Jesus, you will love all your people. I say, you will love all your people. You will love all your people. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. I say, the Lord bless you. And all those who don't have in this brotherhood. Because this assembly is also a brotherhood. Those are the level of brotherhood, but generally there's a brotherhood. If you are here and you don't really have, the Lord will raise you up. I said, the Lord will raise you up. Lack will be a taste of the past. I said, lack will be a taste of the past. In the name of Jesus, all of us, we carry one another's body. I said, we carry one another's load. We bear each other's load. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. We give a praise, so God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.